But I cut it off at night on account of the ticking. Keeps me from sleeping. The striking doesn't bother me. It doesn't wake me up.
I can sleep.
But if I wake up, that ticking, it gets louder and louder. If somebody wants to run me crazy, all they got to do is put me in a room where I can hear dripping water. Oh, just would run me crazy shortly. And that ticking. I stop it every night. I try to remember to stop it at 8 o'clock and start it the next morning. Right? So I have wound it in less than 2 weeks now, though, it's been 1 or 2. The striking part, the striking spring has gotten weak.
You might tell me, is a bus driver, the next corner is where I want.
Get off?
And suddenly it will be a water down this county, you can say it's the...
County seat.
And a candidate...
And the probate judge is a former student of mine.
Now, is this the...
I love him.
Mr. Jones?
Jones, Johnny Jones. Johnny, he's just a lovely person. Only child. And he's most unspoiled. And he has 3 very attractive daughters. One of them is getting married this summer. I'm sorry, little girl's hopping up and getting married so young. He has 3 very attractive girls.
A candidate who is for more law enforcement and police to get covered with criminals, you say he's for
law and order. And we need. Well, now the judges are the ones that are letting these drunk drivers, the man whoever he is in the state the last 3 days they've been talking about, he is saying that the law enforcement officers pick them up, but then the judges reduce the crime to something less serious than drunk driving, and they get off with a fine, or if they go to jail, they don't stay there. They won't have to.
I guess most people think that, well, I think the guard of courts is a reason to break down.
Of course, a probate judge is just a legal officer in the county. He doesn't try any cases or anything like that. Although John is, he went to that, he and 2 other young businessmen here in town went to that Bob Jones of College of Law or whatever it is in Montgomery and got their law degrees. Passed the state exam. One of them is the head of the forestry business for the paper mill. That one.
He said that before they had the electric chair, murderers were born there.
Hang.
Here you say the man went out and did what to himself?
Hanged himself.
I'll ask you, if you said randomly, if you stayed for the state that has the biggest city in the U.S. is
New York City.
And
Empire State.
And the state which you have the Naval Academy and so forth.
Annapolis.
That would be one state.
Maryland.
And
people call that Annapolis. I heard any number of people call it Annapolis. It's Annapolis.
The state that borders on Washington, D.C., just above North Carolina.
Virginia.
And
it's a beautiful state.
Beautiful homes.
From seashore to mountain.
And a lot of just a very, very tropical guards. The state below Alabama.
Florida.
And the state we have, the run of Kentucky Derby would be.
Kentucky.
The state that has a little rock in it.
Arkansas.
The one with the, has Jackson as the capital right next to it.
Mississippi.
And the state above Texas with Tulsa.
Oklahoma.
And